听力课堂，听 class.com。
Business English Listening and Speaking 1. Published and copyrighted by Higher Education Press.
Unit 1. Job Interview 2. Vocabulary Accommodation Adaptable Appearance Applicant Bachelor Bachelor of Arts BA Bachelor of Science BS Candidate Career Certificate Character Civil Servant Classified Section College English Test Band 4 and Band 6 Competent Contact Lenses Contract Contribution CV Curriculum Vitae Date of Birth Decent Degree, Department, Diploma, Doctor, PhD, Eat out of the same big pot, Educational background, Eligible, Expire, Faculty, Fringe benefits, Gender, Graduate, graduate, graduating student, graduation, harmonious, health condition, health insurance, height, hobby, inspector, insurance, interview, interviewee, interviewer, Job advertisement. Job title. Life insurance. Major. Major in. Management. Marital status. Married. Master of Arts, MA. Master of Science, MS. Minor. Minor in Nationality Near-sighted Outgoing Pay rise Pay raise Performance Personal data Personal information Personality Place of birth Position Probation Proficiency. Proficiency test. Promote. Promote somebody based on merit. Promote somebody by favoritism. Promotion. Put on the permanent payroll. QC inspector. Quality control inspector. Qualification. Recruit. Reference. Remuneration. Reserved. Responsibility. Resume. Sex. Single. Sociable. Special abilities. Special skills. Speciality. Specialize. Specialize in. TEM 4. TEM 8. Test for English majors, grade 4 and 8. Transportation. Trial period. Unemployment. Unemployment insurance. Wait. Wind up. Work experience. Year-end bonus. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to the first part of a job interview and complete the chart below.
Take a seat, please.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Jordan, Managing Director of the company.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Jordan.
Shall we get down to business? Let's start with your personal information. Do you mind if I ask you some personal questions?
Not at all.
May I know your name?
My name is Wang Xiaoxia. Wang is my surname.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Were you born in Guangzhou?
No, I was born in Guilin, but I was brought up in Guangzhou.
Are you single or married?
I'm single.
Where do you live?
I live at 45 Huangshi Road, Guangzhou.
What nationality are you?
I'm of the Zhuang minority.
Are you in good health?
I think I'm very healthy, except that I'm somewhat short-sighted.
What kind of personality do you think you have?
I think I'm honest, hardworking, and quite creative, but somewhat reserved and not very sociable.
What are your interests and hobbies?
Well, I have a wide range of interests and hobbies. I'm interested in taking photos and traveling. I like sports very much, especially tennis and basketball. I'm also fond of reading and singing.
Can you say something about your family?
I have a harmonious and happy family. There are 4 people in my family: my parents, my elder sister, and myself. My father is an engineer, my mother a bank teller, and my sister an air hostess.
2. Listen to the second part and complete the chart below.
Can you tell me something about your educational background?
I graduated from Zhongshan University, where I studied for 4 years.
When did you graduate?
I graduated in 1998.
What was your major?
I specialized in international business.
What were your scores?
I had an 85 average.
Did you take any English courses at university?
Yes, English was a required course. We were required to pass College English Test Band 4 and Band 6. I was lucky I passed those 2 tests.
That means you can make yourself understood in English without much difficulty.
I think I can express myself quite well in English.
What were your minor subjects?
My minor subjects were computer science, statistics, and advertising.
Anything else?
I attended a 3-month computer training course offered by South China University of Technology in 1999. I got a computer operator's qualification certificate.
3. Listen to the third part and complete the chart below.
What company did you join after you graduated from the university?
I was assigned to work in a state-owned enterprise, an import and export corporation.
What department were you in?
I was in the export department.
How long did you work there?
2 years.
May I ask why you quit?
I think there were 2 reasons. First, I didn't like the management there. Everyone in the company seemed to eat out of the same big pot. Our pay was not linked to our work performance and contributions. Second, there was no chance of promotion. It seemed to me that people were promoted by favoritism rather than based on their merit.
I see from your resume that you once worked for a private company.
Yes, that's my present job.
What kind of work are you doing?
I'm working as a QC inspector.
What are your responsibilities?
My responsibilities mainly involve checking if raw materials, workmanship, finished products, and packing are up to the specifications and standards of samples.
How do you feel about your present job?
Though I'm quite well paid, and the fringe benefits are quite satisfactory, I don't like the working environment and the way we're treated. In addition, my work there is not in line with my area of study in university.
4. Listen to the fourth part and complete the chart below.
May I ask why you are interested in working for our company?
Last week, I read your job advertisement in China Daily. I learned you had an opening for marketing manager. So I applied for this position. Your company is one of the world's largest manufacturers of electronic products. In the past 10 years, it has had an impressive growth record. 2 years ago, you entered China's market. At present, your products are enjoying a bigger market share in China. If I have the opportunity to work for this company, I believe I'll be able to develop my abilities and make some contributions to the company.
By the way, what other special skills or qualifications do you have?
I'm quite proficient in English and can speak fluent Mandarin and a little Japanese.
What about computer skills?
Well, I'm quite familiar with such software as Windows 2000, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
When can you be available for this job?
I think I can start in a month.
What salary would you expect to have?
I would expect appropriate rate of pay for a person with my experience and educational background.
Is there anything else you would like to know about our company?
I'd like to know something about the remuneration and fringe benefits.
We'll offer a starting salary of 2,000 Hong Kong dollars a month, and you would be eligible for a pay rise after 6 month trial period. As for the fringe benefits, you'll enjoy life insurance and health insurance, as well as a 10-day paid vacation a year. In addition, you'll receive a year-end bonus, which is based on your work performance. Any other questions?
No, I think I've got all I want to know.
All right. How can we contact you once we've decided?
You can contact me by phone or by email. My telephone number is 3620-6789, and my email address is wangxx@yahoo.com.cn. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Goodbye.
Good luck to you. Bye.
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I have an appointment for an interview.
The interview takes place in meeting room number 2. I think the personnel manager is expecting you.
Could you please tell me where the personnel department office is?
It's on the 5th floor. Take the lift over there, and when you get out of the lift, it's the second door on your left opposite the marketing department.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. Come on in, please.
Thank you.
Please take a seat.
Thanks.
I'm John Koshak, personnel manager of the company.
How do you do, Mr. Koshak?
Now, let's get down to the interview. First of all, may I have your name, please?
My name is Tang Li Li. Tang is my family name, Li Li, my given name.
What's your present address?
I live at 250 Dongfang Road, Shanghai.
Are you a resident of Shanghai?
No, I'm not. I'm from Tianjin.
May I ask you some personal questions?
Certainly.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Hangzhou in 1975 and was brought up in Tianjin.
Are you single or married?
I'm single. Just like many young people, I'm not in a hurry to get married. I think it's more important to develop my career first.
I appreciate your attitude. Can you tell me something about your family?
Yes, I have a happy and harmonious family. There are 4 people in my family: my parents, my younger brother, and myself. My parents are in their 50s. They're both civil servants. My younger brother is at college.
What kind of hobbies do you have?
I'm fond of reading, sports, and traveling.
What's your favorite book?
Harry Potter.
What kind of personality do you think you have?
I think I'm quite outgoing, sociable, adaptable, and hardworking.
How about your health?
My health is good, except that I'm a little nearsighted.
Why don't you wear glasses?
Actually, I wear contact lenses.
What's the strength of the lenses?
250.
Dialogue 3. Miss Tang, you've given me some personal information. I'd also like to know something about your educational background.
Okay, let me start with my middle school education. From 1988 to 1994, I studied at Tianjin No. 5 Middle School. When I finished middle school, I went to college.
Which university did you attend?
Nanjing University.
When did you graduate from that university?
I graduated in 1998.
What faculty did you study in?
Faculty of Business and Management.
What was your major?
I majored in International Business.
Did you get a BA degree?
Yes, I did.
Did you take any English courses during your study at Nanjing University?
Well, English was my minor. Actually, we were required to pass the TEM-4 and TEM-8 tests. I passed those two tests with honors.
What do you mean by the TEM-4 and TEM-8 tests?
Those are national English proficiency tests designed for English majors.
Great. Miss Tang, what did you do after you graduated from the university?
I joined an import and export corporation, a state-owned enterprise. I worked in the export department.
How long did you work there?
2 years.
May I ask why you left that company?
Well, there were two reasons. First, I didn't like the management there. It seemed that everyone ate out of the same big pot. Second, I didn't see any prospects of promotion. People weren't promoted according to their ability and contribution, but based on their relationships with the superiors. That's Guanxi.
What's your present job?
I'm now working in a Hong Kong-funded company, Guangfa Trading Company. Though I have a decent salary, I don't like my work so much, for the simple reason that the work is very easy, not challenging and creative at all. So I decided to change my job.
Why did you choose our company?
2 weeks ago, I read your advertisement in China Daily. Your company is a famous multinational corporation. I'm sure I would be able to better develop my abilities if I had a chance to work for your company.
Do you think your present employer will let you leave your present job?
I don't think that's a problem. My contract expires next month.
Dialogue 4. By the way, do you have any special skills or other qualifications?
I'm quite proficient in English and can speak fluent Mandarin, Cantonese, and a little French.
Can you use a computer?
Yes, I'm quite familiar with such software as Windows XP, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
When do you think you can be available for this job?
I think I can start in a month.
What starting salary would you expect?
I would expect appropriate rate of pay for a person with my experience and educational background.
Is there anything else you would like to ask me before we wind up our interview?
I'd like to know something about the working hours and fringe benefits, if you don't mind.
We work a 5-day week with occasional overtime. We'll offer a starting salary of 4,000 renminbi a month, and you would be eligible for a pay rise after your 6-month probation. As for the fringe benefits, you'll enjoy unemployment insurance and health insurance, as well as a 10-day paid vacation a year. In addition, you'll receive a year-end bonus, which is based on your work performance and contributions to the company. Any more questions?
No, I think that's all I want to know.
All right. How can we get in touch with you when we've made our decision?
You can contact me by phone. My telephone number is in my resume. Thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Goodbye.
Good luck to you. Bye. 6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. What kind of personality do you have? 2. Have you got a permanent residence permit for Beijing? 3. What starting salary would you expect? 4. I majored in international trade and minored in marketing and finance. 5. Did you win any honours or awards during your study at college? 6. Which band did you pass in the college English test? 7. Do you have practical experience as a personnel manager? 8. What kind of fringe benefits do you provide for your employees? 9. How long is the trial period? 10. What qualifications do you have for this position? 2. Listen to a job advertisement on the radio and fill in the blanks. Checkerlite International, a worldwide lamp importer, seeks an aggressive and proactive marketing manager. Must be highly strategic and possess marketing intelligence with a high level of communication skills. Responsible for planning, developing, and managing innovative marketing programs, proposals, catalogs, and trade shows. Proficient in MS Word and Excel. Interested candidates, please fax their resume and salary requirements to 201-222-2627.